Good morning, everybody. Southwood students, Southwood parents. Hope everyone's doing well, learning from home. Today is Pink Day, so I'm here to help you celebrate Pink Day. Please wear pink. We're going to band together and show our kindness. I'm wearing my pink shirt. Be brave, be strong, be kind. And we can do that better when we work together. So I am going to read you a story today, as I would if we would have had a regular assembly. So here it is. Nobody Knew What to Do, a story about bullying, written by Becky Ray McCain, illustrated by Todd Leonardo. Here we go. Nobody likes to think about it, even though we know it is not okay to hurt a person with words or things or with the way we behave. So when some kids in my class started picking on Ray when the teachers were busy and just couldn't see, nobody knew what to do. I could not find a way to tell them to stop, so I squeezed my eyes shut, closed my mouth very tight, cut my hands to my ears, and hoped the mean words would fade away. Ray was trying hard to be brave. I hoped he could keep going until he fit in. The next recess, we bunched together. Nobody said, "I feel safer this way." We just did it, except Ray. The bullies yanked him out of our group. They used words and fists to make us all so afraid that nobody, not one of us, would ever say, "This is not okay." Next morning, Ray didn't come to school. At recess, the ones who bullied started cheering because Ray wasn't around. I didn't mean to, but I did hear bad things they were planning to do when Ray came back to school. That's when I knew I had to do something. I walked quietly to my teacher because she listens. I told her what had happened to Ray. She said I helped by telling the truth so we could all figure out what to do. When Ray came back, he looked nervous and afraid. So I said, "Play with us at recess." And he did. When the kids who bullied came around, so did my teacher. So did my principal. And she called the parents of everybody who had been mean to Ray. Nobody bullied that day. We won't let it happen. So they all stood together and they were standing up against the bully and trying to stand together with kindness. Together, we know what to do and say to make sure bullying is never okay. We work together to make it end. The end. Happy Pink Day, Southwood students and staff and parents. Hope to be back to regular routine soon. Don't know when that will be, but take care. Show your kindness. Wear pink. Bye.